Okay, but this is, I don't know, this is, there's no coincidence, right? There's no coincidence. Yeah? Isn't that interesting? Okay. We're learning Hilchos Kiddush Levana. And I was learning a little bit those halachas, and I was looking at, I remember we discussed once a fascinating Behetev. Now, the Behetev is regarding a story which is relating very much to what we're learning now about Kiddush Levana, but it happens to be in Siman Tov Reish Beis, which is the halachas of tshuva, aser simet tshuva. Is that interesting? Out of all the hundreds of simanim there is in Shulchan Aruch, there's punkt down. So there, I find it fascinating. In Siman Tov Reish Beis, which is Sidrei Yemei HaTshuva, how you do tshuva, over there the Behetev, which is on top of the Mishnah, brings the following story, and I want to share with you, because we're learning Hilchos Kiddush Levana, and I want to share with you a story as well about that, which I feel it's... So in the Behetev brings the following. Kosev Oy Chodosh Maisa. The Oy Chodosh writes a story. Be'echot, I saw the they bring this down in various forum, this story, and it seems to be Kosev Oy Chodosh Maisa Be'echot, story with somebody. Shepogu Anosim Belailo. There was dangerous people at attacked an individual Yid, and he was by night. Shepogu Anosim Belailo, they attacked the Yid by night. Ve'rotzu lehorgo, and they wish to kill, to murder this man. Huvikesh shani choloi lasois mitzvah achas. And he requested, please, can I do one more thing before you kill me? Before you murder me, please, can I do one more mitzvah? And he said, sure, whatever you want. Well, which mitzvah would you have? Tav Maariv. Yeah. I would say Achilas Matzah BePesach if it's like just gives you a good few months now to wait. That's right. Yeah. So Maariv. Okay, I'll tell you what he said. He said, "Pikish Nicholas Mitzvah Achas Koydim Oisoy. Please, can I have one more mitzvah before you kill me?" And the moon was in its renewal state. And they said, sure, okay, you want to do Kiddush Levana? By all means, go for it. Have us in mind. Yeah, Kiddush Levana. Vekitsha, and he sanctified the Levana, bekavona gdoila, with great kavonas. Venase loy neis, and a great neis, a miracle happened. Kshedilek gimel pa'omim, when he jumped three times. The meaning is to jump three times, yeah? Gimel three times, kaminek. When I saw Ruach, when he jumped a few times, reading Behetev, this is not Shulchan Aruch, this is not Stam. Nase Kemenek, he jumped three times, Kemenek like the Menek. What happened? No saw Ruach, the wind blew him, lifted him up, and blew him away. Venitzel Mehem, and he was saved. A real miracle. So by jumping, the nays happened, and he was taken off, and he was taken to a safe place. Gam Shemati, this is the end of the story. Gam Shemati, I also heard, Shemisha Kiddush Halavana, somebody, I heard, I have a Kabbalah, I have a Messiah, have a tradition from a trustworthy source, Miyoyim Shemisha Kiddush Halavana, Miyoyim Shekitcha, if somebody does the Kiddush Levana, from the day that he's Mekadosh Levana, Shuv Lo Yidak, he doesn't have to be worried anymore, he doesn't have to be concerned anymore, Shiyomus Bo'ose Chodesh, he doesn't have to worry about dying this month. Mo'ose Yoyim Ve'elech, for that month he's safe. So okay, too fascinating. By the way, the reason why he brings it over here is because, guess why? Why is he brought down in Hilchos Aser Simet Tshuva? Hilchos Tshuva? That's it, because the discussion over here is when to make Kiddush Levana. Some have the minute to the Kiddush Levana during Aser Simet Tshuva, some wait for Motzei Yom Kippur, various minhagim. So that's why it comes into it. But Rabbi Yisrael Days over here, a fascinating story brought down, the story about from the Oy Chodosh. I don't know, is it to be taken literally, that he was lifted up and saved? I mean, that's what he says, no? No, so he was lifted up and saved. Have you got any other alternative interpretation for that? Not sure. I think it's... What? You've got a... I don't know if there's any way to understanding this. But that's... And the other thing is, this famous scholar, which is well known, that somebody does Kiddush Levana, he saved kavona. Then he saved for bad things over the he won't die this month. Okay, so that's that. Now it's interesting, and it's interesting about Mokim, and we've got to be aware of it. But I want to tell you something which I saw subsequently in a sefer. I think that's probably just as important as the actual story, is that conversation between Rabbi Duna Zichron Livocha. Do you remember Rabbi Duna, anybody? Drav Zichron Livocha. So his grandson wrote down lots of minhagim and stories about his grandfather, and one of the conversations he had over there, and I think that's really it, that's worth to remember that. His grandfather was, he accompanied his grandfather, Rabbi Duna Zichron Livocha, after Kiddush Levona, and he was tucked during, he was wearing white couple and he was the kittel. It was okay. So he was accompanying him after Kiddush Levona, and then he said to his grandfather, you know, at least he was already in his deep 90s, and he said, okay, so now you're safe for this month. You're safe for this month now. You know, if you're Kiddush Levona, you're safe for that month. Nothing can happen this month. A funny comment to make to his grandfather, who was in his deep 90s. But that's what. I'm not going to comment on that. But, and then his grandfather, that's really important. He replied to him and he says, you don't understand. He says, Yid, if he does mitzvahs, he doesn't do it as skulas. It's such a wrong attitude. Nowadays, people do all kinds of mitzvahs for skulas. They have the skulas in mind. And he says, it's so incredibly wrong. When we do a mitzvah, we do a mitzvah because that's what Hashem wants us to do. It's a commandment, whether it's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanon. We do it because we have got to do it. And to think about the skula, about nothing is going to happen this month, a person going to listen when he flows for that, it's just such a wrong attitude. It's a bit of a, we're infested this generation of all, you know, these scholars and everything has to be for scholars and miracles and everything. Do you know what I mean? There's that element of, you do this and then that issue will happen to you. You know, you give that stock to that particular place, what are you going to get? You're going to get X, Y, and Z. And if you give stocker to that particular Moshe, then that you're going to have, you have to tick on the box, like, what do you need? You know, you need Parnassah, you need Shalom Bayis, you tick on the box what you need. So that's not the way Yid operates. Yid operates because it's a mitzvah to do, and then you do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bench you the way he wants you to bench you already. And that's the stuff now. But obviously, the addition I want to mention, that's really what Malchus is all about. Servant, he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu just because he needs to, and not because of various reasons he just does it because that's Malchus is all about. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as slaves. Okay, that's the Behetev, the Oil Chodosh, and the story, and the additional story that we do know. Okay, we mentioned last week the earlier halachas of Kiddush Levana, much more to be discussed on that, and we're going to start with Siv Beis now. Ein mevarchin al areach, we do not make Kiddush Levana on the moon. Ela b'motzei Shabbos, only on Motzei Shabbos. K'she mevusam uvgodov noim, when a person is mevusam, he's perfumed and he's got the freshness still, but we've got of Noam and his clothes are also, he's got the elegant Shabbos clothing. That's the right time to do Kiddush Levana. So do not do Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday evening, not on a Friday, not on Thursday evening, but you do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos. Why is that? Bottom line of Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Ein mevarchin lemitzvah min hamufchot. This is a mitzvah min hamufchot. It's the ideal way of performing the mitzvah is by doing the Kiddush Levana on Moitzoy Shabbos, Kiddush Mesayim, Pargo, as we're going to see later in the Moit. But because of the Sefer Magid Meshoyim, the Magid Meshoyim adds, a bit similar to what we discussed now, because of the Sefer Magid Meshoyim, Simon Zeye, Biotcho, this Simon should be in your hands, Bechodesh, Shetvoch, Bechaz Alevon, Moitzoy Shabbos, when you recite Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, Timtzu Atzlocha, you will find Atzlocha if you recite Kiddush Levana on Moitzoy Shabbos, Bedavka, V'kshetizchase, V'tizalem, V'lo yuchle levorich enifch. There is no opportunity to recite Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos because it's cloudy or rainy, and you're unable to make Kiddush Levana, Oysa Chodesh, that particular month, Lo Yemutztach will not be with great success, Chas V'sholem. Haboisai, there's also an interesting one. Although normally we say, and normally we say Tomim Tia, but over here we find something which I'm not very I don't fully understand this. So the Mishnah quotes the Magen Mesharim. If you're able to make it to Levon Motzei Shabbos, because the sky is clear and you can see the Levona clearly, that month, you should be aware, that month will be a successful month. You'll be fine. But if Chas V'Sholem, you're unable to make it to Levon on Motzei Shabbos, because it's very cloudy, and you're unable to see and consequently recite Kiddush Levana, so that you should know that won't be a good month, Chas V'Sholem. I know. Is that it's very not
on Rosh Hashanah of the year.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well,
generally we do say. So the answer to your question is that, of course, on Rosh Hashanah things are decided for the year, of course. But there is one thing which generally can change the Gzar Din, and that is Tefillah throughout the whole year. It's much harder, but Tefillah can change the Gmar Din, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will always keep some gates open for genuine heart tefillahs throughout the year. And perhaps, but I'm not sure, but this is a bit of a mystery here. I don't know, yeah. Yeah. No, he says that if you want to know what's happening this month, watch, I check if you can do Kiddush Levona on Motzei Shabbos. If you're able to say Kiddush Levona on Motzei Shabbos, it will be fine. It's not, you have to, if you're unable to say it on Motzei Shabbos. But no, it means that if you're unable to say Kiddush Levona on Motzei Shabbos, and you're forced to say it on weekdays, it doesn't say you shouldn't say it. Of course, you have to say it. Yeah, then it's Chas V'Sholem. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't say it. Of course, you have to say Kiddush Levona. If you don't say it at all, it's even more, yeah.
In that month.
That's right. Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable about this Mishnah Berurah. There's very few Mishnah Berurahs, and I'm not a bucket Mishnah Berurah by any account. But this is something which it's so unlike the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. I just don't get it. It's like so. It comes from a different world. This. Kosam Agim Mishnah. If you want to know what's going to happen during a month, watch out. If there was a good moon on Motzei Shabbos, and you're able to make the Shavuot, you're going to have a good month. And if not, it sounds so, now after that you hear it, it's like so, it's so foreign to me. It's also strong language. Okay, it's quoting the Sefer Magid Meshorim. Rabbi Yossel, do you hear my discomfort with this?
It doesn't fit in with the way that he expresses other aspects of the Machaber.
It's not so much that, it's much more the point that we don't normally look at, do you know what's going to happen in future?
Physics aspect.
It's not a physical aspect, it's a metaphysical. It's metaphysical. Yes, absolutely. Yes, and more than that, first of all, it's Kabbalistic, which is very unlike him, point number one. Point number two, it's that it's not in line with the general hashkof of a Yid. Generally, a Yid will not look in the future. Chavetz Chaim was also. Chavetz Chaim was very much like that. Chavetz Chaim wasn't into the... Perhaps, but Mishnah Berurah is not commonly using these kind of concepts. It is very foreign to me. Do you hear my discomfort with this? Yeah, but the Chofetz Chaim does bring it, so it must be for a very good reason. Also, what I'm questioning over here halachically is the following. Is there such a concept? I know there was a story years ago which I heard from my shver. There was a very rich, very, very rich person. I think the story goes with Rachmas Tifkeb, but I'm not sure it's Rachmas Tifkeb. It may have been another Rebbe, that it was cloudy and it was rainy, and this must be going back in the very wealthy 1980s, perhaps. Was that it was very cloudy and very, very rainy, and they were waiting for hours to make sure they weren't able to until somebody offered to the Rachmas. I think it may have been another Rebbe that, I've got a private helicopter, at least I can easily access a private helicopter. I'll get you out of this cloudy spot. And so they did. And they flew over to an area which was less, and then recited the Kiddush Levon over there. The discussion where I saw it was as to whether you can, yeah, I don't know how you can exactly find, I don't know, I don't exactly know the details. But that's the story that I heard one from my shver. But halachically, is there such a, do you have to do that? If it is cloudy and rainy and it's impossible to make a Kiddush Levon on Motzei Shabbos, would you have an obligation to go that far? Do you have to go into a car? Yidin, I know Yidin who will go into the car and they'll drive They'll try to track the weather, and they'll try to drive an hour or two to find a place where there is less, and you can try to chop the moon cultures. The moon cultures.
I once heard that Diuk in the Lashon's in Sif Aleph, Haroya Levana.
As opposed to, if you don't see it, you don't have to make
No,
interesting Diuk. Fascinating Diuk. Fascinating Diuk. Fascinating Diuk. Yeah, it's a fascinating. I know, because you're right. Haroye, the one who sees. Yeah. But the Maaseh was saying, certainly the Mishlebu understood that one should make interesting diuk, fascinating diuk. Yeah. Okay. So that's that. You have to go out of your way to fulfill the mitzvah. Not sure. So Mishlebu says not only on Matzah Shabbos is a good time. But you can also do on Matzah Yom Tov. Elamatzah Shabbos, who didn't Matzah Yom Tov, also Matzah Yom Tov, you could make Kiddush Levana, which is of course very relevant to some Yom Tov, but not all. Now, is there an obligation to do Kiddush Levana with a tzibur, or can you do it on your own? Recitation of Kiddush Levana on your own, good or no good? Tzibur, Beroiv Am. Biu Alocha, Dibu Amaschil Elo, Veda, and you should know. Third wide line. The Medina Mutala Kaddish Afilu Bechidi. Of course, you can do Kiddush Levon also on your own. K'moshk as a Bechodosh, as a Bechodosh Weitz, Bechodosh Kain, Loi Boi Asson, you certainly don't need a minion. No, you do not require a minion. Elo only. Telechat Chile, ideally, Mitzel Asosu Bechodosh A'om. It is correct, as you're saying, it is, as always, as any mitzvah, it is better to do the mitzvah in a public forum as opposed to privately. Ki beroiv om hadras melech, you're beautifying, you are mahadra, the king, beroiv om, in a public situation. V'loch, and therefore, miyodeh, shizdam elevorich ba'asor lacha ezin yomim. If you know that you will have the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana in a few days, but there will be a minyan, you wait a few days and you take a deal with the minion if you can. So if you can wait a few days and thereby you're going to do it with the minion, that is better. You'll just say it and you move on. It's not ma'akev. Yeah,
you'll say it once.
You can't if you days. But you're right, because look at what the Bayaloch says now. It's interesting how what you're saying, because he says as follows. He says that according to the Chayodom in Samaches, where he has called the general rules of mitzvahs, over there he has called a very big chiddush. And he says that you're actually also fulfilling Beroivam with three people. You don't need 10. Three is also considered a public. And so b'shvil asol amtin ad leil. Yud, anonymous says when you can rely on the opinion that three people are also considered the public. And that answers your question. So, if there's 10 people on Motzei Shabbos, that's ideal. If there isn't 10 people on Motzei Shabbos, and you know you're going to have to wait a couple of days to get 10 people to say Kiddush Levana, then he says, if it's in the winter, don't wait, but just get three people, and that's good enough. Then you're going to sort out the Shalom Aleichem as well. But primarily, it's considered, according to some opinions, considered Roiv Om. Interesting shitter, that Roiv Om, because generally we don't go with Roiv Om being three. Normally, you require 10. But the Bialoch of here is lenient, and he says that it will be fine. Because it's very good. So that leads, very good. That's absolutely. So this is the Ma'amokim over here. That is a very great discussion. And it's a universal, global discussion. If you have two, you have a mitzvah. And we know there's two considerations. One is the consideration of Zrizin. Whenever we can, we do the mitzvah as early as possible. And that's true with any mitzvah globally. We do not delay mitzvahs. That's true. Zrizin, Magdim, and the mitzvahs. According to some, it's close to the Yaisa even. We try to fulfill the mitzvahs as early as possible. Point number one. But there's another consideration which applies at times. And that's the consideration of Hiddu mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvahs. We know every mitzvah we do, we're trying to do it in the best possible way. One example is the example over here, that of course you can do Kiddush Levana any time. You can do it on a Tuesday evening, you can do it on a Thursday evening. But it's better yet if you do it on Matzah Shabbos. It's a Hiddu to do it on Matzah Shabbos. So, similarly also, to be Aloch is teaching us now, that it's better to do Kiddush Levana 10, at least three people, as opposed to be a Chiddush, as opposed to on your own. The question that is the key, one of the key ma'amakoimus in Shulchan Aruch, to decide for what happens if it's clashing. You've got a mitzvah. On the one hand, you can do it zizim makdimin, which is great. On the other hand, you can do behidu, you can do it with it in a more beautiful way. But that, you're going to have to delay it. What's better? Do the mitzvah now, zizim makdimin, but it won't be behidu. Or to delay it, not to do zizim, but it will be behidu. What is better? This can apply in many examples. I mean, you could have this, how could we have this?
In our case, it's dependent on the weather a lot.
So yep.
Actually, we can't say that it's always going to just be clear skies, can you?
So you're right, that in our country...
The argument between Hida and Zrizim Magdimin would be if you could prejudge what the weather's going to be and that there's never going to be a cloudy sky, but because we can't control what the weather's going to be.
So you're right, and we should probably state that very clearly. You're 100% right. And we should probably state that very clearly. And that's what the Poskim do say that. That when it comes to countries like the very great Britain, you catch it as long as you can. You know, because it's true that you don't make shmonis, and that's why some people will, if Motzei Shabbos is the last day, you make Kiddush Levana. There are such times that Motzei Shabbos is the last day you can make Kiddush Levana. And they won't wait for Motzei Shabbos. They'll do it. They'll do it. What are you gaining by saying that?
That because here, I'm saying it's very often cloudy on Motzei Shabbos, so whatever we find that's in the Motzei Shabbos is a good thing, and in some countries it's less.
Since it's less frequent, so therefore. So it's more of a simon. They're saying that if there is really such a simon that it's bad news, there would only be in countries that is rare to have. But in countries that it is so common, don't think twice about it. Okay, so whilst perhaps there's truth in what you're saying, but the concept that bothers me is deeper than that. Because you don't... Yeah, we said... Yeah, they won't apply in... Yeah, it's a nice sushtel, yeah. In England, it's probably more, you know, it's more of an occurrence if it's not raining. Yeah. So, perhaps there's something to think about. Okay, but on the whole, so what are you saying, Abdul? You're saying that what? You're saying that...
I can't understand why in Radin and in Manchester and in places like where there's clouds the whole time, that it shouldn't just be Zerizim Magdim I can't understand why it's not I'm missing something, but I can't understand why it's not just a clear...
You should just go for it, because you might lose it.
What's the earliest?
Yeah.
In the clouds.
Okay, I agree with you. My question wasn't that. You're right. If there is a serious tzad that you won't be able to make it, then you're right. That's not the discussion. You're right. The discussion is probably more in could be times of months, could be days, in the summer month might be a bit different. Or certainly in the countries that you can expect the sun to be, you know, to be less cloudy. Probably wasn't much better. Yeah, probably not. No. Yeah, it wasn't a very beachy kind of area. Yeah. So the question there would be, what is better, Zizim Makdimim or Hidu Mitzvah? So what are we seeing over here? What are we seeing in the Shulchan Aruch over here?
The Koyach of
Rav Am, it seems to be, Hidu Mitzvah seems to be more, says you should do it on Motzei Shabbos. So obviously, if the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, do it on Motzei Shabbos, He's obviously talking about you had opportunities prior to that on weekdays, and yet you should wait.
It's better to risk losing it.
No, mind you, the Shulchan Aruch was written by Yosef Kahu, who lived in Tzfas. Yeah. Okay, so there you can hear that if you can do it on Thursday night, you might as well wait for Matzah Shabbos, where it's going to be a Hidu Mitzvah. But in conceptually, what we are seeing is that it is better to wait and do a Hidu Mitzvah rather than Zizim Makdimin, which is a very controversial and much debated discussion. But this is what seems to be the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that Zizim Makdimin is pushed away from Hidu Mitzvah. So how can we apply this, let's say, on Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot, that better to do it by Hidu than by Zrizus?
Some people do rely on the
Sinai on the Amnesia, that's night.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're happy to, not jeopardize, but they're happy to kind of play around with the Reis and Mitzvah in order
to do the
other Mitzvah of
Perhaps, the Dalit Minim.
Bris Mila, if you're going to get more.
Yes, that's a very, absolutely, that's a very good, very good. Absolutely. If you do it first thing in the morning, you're going to have just 6.5 people. If you wait for it later, you're going to have more people. What's better? Zizi Magdim, to do Bris Mila early, or to have to push it off a little bit to have lunch time or something like that, or you're going to have more people. Absolutely, that's absolutely, the Moshe compares it to that. Is it better to shake the Dalet Minim before?
That's an Arizal, like a Kabbalah thing, right?
Yeah, but it has to do with it as well. Why not? Zizi Magdim. Yeah, but in principle, there should be Zizi Magdim. As soon as you get up, you do the mitzvah, the Reisel, Dalet Minim. Perhaps, and you wait, and you don't do the Hidom Mitzvah, which would be later on to with Halel. Okay, so these are very important questions. But let's just summarize what we discussed this evening. We spoke about this fascinating Behetev and the story attached to it, and the additional Hosofa Rabbi Dunner, which I think is an important Hosofa. Then we spoke about the Shulchan Aruch who's teaching us that you've got to do Kiddush Lavan Matzah Shabbos. We spoke about the Magid Meshom. We spoke about the concept of doing it with a tzibur or not. And more to follow, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. I wish you a very good evening.